yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
Church. Today is December 7th, and I'll be sharing our morning announcements. Sunday school is every Sunday at 9 a.m. Bible study is on Wednesdays. The doors open at 5 o'clock p.m. Class begins at 5:30 p.m. in person and on Zoom. Tithes, offerings, and benevolent may be put in the box as you enter the sanctuary before service and or as you exit the sanctuary after service. December 7th, today, is Communion Sunday. On December 13th, Saturday, our UMBC annual church meeting is at 10 o'clock a.m. On Sunday, December 14th, Deacons and Trustees Annual Day will be observed during morning worship service at 10:15 a.m. The speaker is Reverend William Johnson, the retired pastor of Loving Baptist Church. On December 20th, mark your calendars, UMBC Gospel Choir hosts a Christmas musical on Saturday at 5 o'clock p.m. Please, please come out to support them. On December 21st, 2025, the Sunday School Christmas program will be held. The Sunday School Christmas presentation will be on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock a.m. On December 31st, Baptist Fellowship Joint New Year's Eve service will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. at Mount Pisgah. For our 2026 announcing clerk ministry, we're preparing for the 2026 roster of participants. Announcements are read each Sunday morning at 10:10 a.m. Please contact Arlicia Duffy, right there. She's raising her hand, if you're interested in participating and becoming a member of this ministry. Sister Duffy may be reached at aaduffy@yahoo.com. Please provide your name, your email address, and your phone number in the email. The UMBC Care Ministry. The purpose of the UMBC Care Ministry of our church is to strengthen relationships within the congregation by providing spiritual support, emotional support, encouragement, and supportive presence as needed by our congregation. All right, it is the first of the month. We'd like to say happy birthday to the following who are celebrating a birthday in the month of December. D'Artagnan C. Anthony, D.C. Eric Collins. Kalani Edward. Daphne Gay. Ashlyn Hicks. Catherine Hudson. Reverend Sylvester Johnson. Helen Kamara. Linda Pierce. Donna Thornton. Chalita Wesley. May God continue to bless you always. All right, and I'll turn it over to the pulpit. Thank you.
We're going to make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. We're going to serve the Lord with gladness. We're going to come before His presence with singing. We're going to know that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. We're going to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and enter His courts with praise. We're going to be thankful to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm so glad to be here, and I hope you are too. I don't want to put you on the spot, but can we give Him some praise this morning for all that He's done? Can we reflect on the thankfulness we have, even in this season right now, that He is still with us, that He is still for us, and we can give Him praise on this day? I thank you because I got breath to praise Him on today. Amen. Amen. We are looking forward to getting started to another wonderful service today. We welcome all of those who are perhaps new with us today. Good to see you this morning. Good to have you. And we pray if there's any of those still worshiping in the parking lot ministry, we hear you, we see you, and we welcome you today as well. We're going to get ready to stand today for our morning readings. We're going to start with the Lord's Prayer. All right. After this manner, let us read together. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Amen. If you remain remain standing for just a moment, we're going to have our scripture reading from this morning that will be coming from Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verses 37 through 40. And we'll be reading from the King James Version. And let us read. Wait a minute. Matthew 22, 37. Let us read together. And Jesus said unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Union, let us love God and love one another. Amen. Amen. Let's remain standing for just a minute for our congregation.
Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you coming today. Amen. Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. 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 We're going to sing, started last Sunday, through Christmas, we're going to sing some Christmas hymns. Is that all right? Hark the herald, angels sing. We're going to sing a couple verses of that, verses 1 and 2. The words, if you don't have the words, that's all right. They're going to be on the screen. Amen. Amen. Y'all should be excited about Jesus. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for Jesus. For Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. Amen. We're ready to sing our hymn for this Sunday. Amen. The musicians are going to give us the introduction. Get that melody in our ear. Amen. Amen. And we're going to sing our Christmas hymn. Some call it Advent, but reminding us of the faith, hope, and love that Jesus Christ has brought into this world. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel,
Today, this day that you made for us, you made it for each one of us, and you set in order what you would have to happen. Part of that being your presence. We welcome you here, Father, because there's none like you. Glory to your great name. Lord, we bless your mighty name today. We love you today. We welcome your presence here. Oh, God, today. Oh, God, today. We love you. We magnify you. Oh, God, we welcome you. Touch right now. In the name of Jesus, touch us, Lord. Touch right now. Oh, God, you're here, Lord, even to meet every need. So we magnify you. We thank you in advance. The great God, the great God, the great God. We acknowledge you as the great God, the God of all creation. Touch us, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Look on each one, meeting the needs, Lord. Lord, touch our minds, Lord. Touch our hearts. Lord God, direct our paths, Lord. Lord, we thank you today. We couldn't thank you enough with 1,000 times. So we pray now that you look on each one. We pray, Lord, that you meet every need. We pray, Lord, that you touch hearts and minds, Lord, today. Father, we thank you. 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 Thank you for your presence. Lord, we pray, Lord, now, direct our paths. We pray now, Lord, for your presence, your continual presence. Lord, you're here to meet every need. And so we pray that you'll bless us, Lord, as we continue to bless you. Lord, anoint, Lord, continue to anoint the choir for your service. Continue, Father, to anoint the musicians, Lord, for your service and for your glory. Look on those watching from afar, Lord. Look on the parking lot ministry. Look on those watching from home. Your presence there with them, Lord. Touch them right now, Lord. Touching their minds, hearts, and spirits. Touch them where they are, Lord, and meet every need. Father, look on the bereaved, Lord, in spirit. Look on those in need, Lord. Look on those hungry, Lord. Oh, God, Lord, you're here to meet every need. Lord God, look on the nation now. The nation needs you, Lord. Look on the president to touch his mind and deliver him. The vice president, the Congress, Lord. Touch them, Lord, and correct them, Lord. Direct them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know, Lord, that you know nothing surprises you. You're never surprised by anything. These things that you've ordered, Lord. So we pray now, Lord, that you direct us and help us. Help us to walk the walk. Help us to be those who you expect us to be. Help us to be a witness, Lord, when the time of trouble, Lord, the time of trouble. Oh, God, let your will be done. Let your will be done in each one of us. We thank you for saving today. We thank you for touching today. We thank you for meeting every need according to your riches and glory. And now, Father, we pray, Lord, you anoint the pastor for your service. Anoint his word, Lord. Help us to walk in it. Help us to understand it and help us to live it. Open our understanding, Lord, to what you would have us to be. Oh, God, today. Lord, there's none like you. Lord, we magnify you. But, Lord, we thank you. And, Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. We magnify you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Amen. Truly, this that the Lord has made, I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice. Anybody need a praise break? This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice. Hallelujah. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. We come to praise him. We come to lift him up, who is him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. 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 Elton Hackley, I know union, and one thing that some unionites do is ask a whole lot of questions. Amen. So Elder Hackley, he's visiting with us. Amen. He'll be here of the year. And we just wanted to let him know I've been observing him. He's been patient and things of that nature. But I wanted to let him know that I appreciate him and we're using him before he leaves town. Amen. 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 I'm going to say it. Some still don't follow it, but it's not good to just throw folk in
positions. Amen. You should observe their fruit, their spiritual fruit, their lifestyle, what they're saying, their mindset, before you put them in leadership position. Amen. Amen. And when I talked to him, understood that. Amen. And would have been offended if I didn't observe. Amen. 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 So we thank God for him. And Union Family loves you in your travels and as you go. Amen. And some may not know, but he attended faithfully Sunday school for what, about 6 months or so? Yeah, about 6 months. Yeah, he's been attending there and helping out our class through his attendance observation as he's in town through business. Amen. 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 Just a couple announcements. You heard it, but I wanted to say it because just more y'all show out up and show out when I ask. Amen. Amen. We have our Christmas. We have our Christmas. The Sunday before Christmas, we have our Sunday school Christmas program at 9 a.m. Amen. I know for some that is early on a Sunday, especially those of us who still have kids and still are working and things of that nature. I recognize that. Will you please just look at that? Look at your schedule, 9 a.m. and to the 9 a.m. Sunday school program. I do understand. Amen. There was a time to tell folk what to do. And if you do that approach now, they'll look at you like you're crazy. Amen. Amen. So I just want you to look at your schedule, see if you're available, especially for those who still are working and those who still have and things of that nature. If you can look at 9 a.m. The Sunday before Christmas. Amen. Amen. 9 a.m. Our New Year's Eve service with Baptist Fellowship will be at 1 p.m. at Mount Pisgah. Amen. Amen. Those who want that, we're trying that afternoon because some say, Reverend, I'm not coming out after dark. Amen. So we want to see if that will work a little bit better for some. My wife informed me that she had put a little something together for us, so I won't be there. Amen. I'll be enjoying and celebrate some date night, date day. Amen. With my wife. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's all right. I won't be there. I'll say a prayer for you in the morning, then I'm going to enjoy my wife. Amen. 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 We'll be there. If you want a New Year's Eve service, we're trying to see, because some don't come out on that midnight watch night, and depending on the weather and things. So we're going to try 1 p.m. at Mount Pisgah. Amen. All those who want to come, that will be in your announcements. Then last one, then we'll get to the word, is our women's Christian growth and our men's Christian growth. Women's Christian growth on first Saturdays, that'll start in January, and the men's will start on second Saturday on January 2026. We go through October, then we have a planning session. Why are we doing this? We're doing this is because if I'm the only one in the room, and I'm not the only one in the room, people like options, and Sunday school is not for everybody. Bible study is not for everybody. Those who scripture a certain way will approach a certain type of study and things of that nature. So this women's Christian growth, men's Christian growth has the elements you find in Acts chapter 2 around that 40th verse, has the elements in those. And the goal is to develop a personal relationship with the Lord. And all it is an option. Amen. Amen. And if this is that you like, it is designed for those, because I asked those, why don't you come to such and such and so, and they told me why, and so we adjusted some things, and actually we started it with the men in 2025, and I believe we have, who have attended on a regular basis, and our average was 22 each session. That's the average of the year, and we've had as many as 37 men come on out 2025. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for that. Numbers don't lie. Participation don't lie. Amen. Amen. And it's an honor for those who to do Christian education and fellowship and things just a different way. Sunday school is good. Amen. Bible study is good. All those are good, but everyone doesn't look at it for whatever the reasons. Don't attend, work, etc. So we just have another option. Amen. Amen. So it's for women that will be first Saturday in January, 10:30 to 11. Oh my! First Saturday in. First Saturday. I mean, first
Saturday in January. Amen. Whitman's Christian Grove, 10:30 to 11:30. Amen. Second Saturday in January, Men's Christian Grove at 10:15 to 11:15. It's time to move on. Amen. 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 Let's prepare our hearts and minds for this morning's lesson. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14. Luke chapter 2.
Jesus,
you are
the center
of my joy. Luke chapter 2, verse 8.
Jesus,
You are
the center
of my joy.
Of my joy, Jesus.
You are
the center
of my joy.
Of my joy, Jesus.
What? Amen. If you have your Bibles, Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14, if you're able to stand, King James Version. King James Version is what I'll be reading from. And in the message, I'll be referring to the NIV version. Many of us still know these through the King James Version, those through Sunday school Bible study, good places where you learn those scriptures, memory verses, and things of that nature. Remember King James Version. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14. King James Version, if that sounds a little bit different, that be the reason why. Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 8, reads as follows. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen. And you may be seated in the presence of God. Please have your patience with this mic. It's a new mic. It pop in and pop out. It got to get warm. Amen. 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 Today I want to talk about and share with you the good news of great joy. The good news of great joy. And also tag the gift of peace. But the good news of great joy. Today, let us focus on the angel's announcement here in the text to the shepherds. Today, let's highlight the peace that Jesus the Christ brings in our lives. If many of us are honest, maybe some from down south, but many of us here have not lived in an agricultural society, where we milk cows and go to barns and stuff like that For many of us, that's a field trip in school. But as we look here in this text, we will discuss and look at the thought of peace in biblical terms. All of us have our own definition and perspective of what peace may be. I talk to you, I love my children, but two teenagers and a 10-year-old, sometimes when they're not at the house, for me, that's peace. Help me, somebody. Talk to me. Talk back to me. All of us have a definition of what peace is. And as we look at this, we'll discover that God has given us peace through Jesus. And biblically, what that means is it's more than just the absence of conflict. Some of us just want some folk to leave us alone. Some of us just don't want any trouble, any crisis in our lives. But God's peace is deeper than that. It's bigger than that. It's bringing wholeness and reconciliation, not just in your life, but you are brought in right relationship with God when you have God's peace. I've been in a fight or two, three, four. Yeah, I stopped counting right there. I've been in some conflict, and I've noticed that if I'm gonna be in conflict, I want God to be on my side. And in Luke chapter 2, verse 18, is set in a time of conflict. Political tension is going on. There's fight with the government, Roman rule, and these type of things. And there's spiritual expectations, because there has been a prophecy through the prophet Isaiah, and they have been speaking for years and years and years that there shall be a king, there shall be a Messiah that shall come and bring about peace in the kingdom. And here in this text, there is an angelic announcement to humble the shepherds to signify that God's grace and his universal reach of the gospel is not just for one person, but it highlights that peace that Jesus brings is for all people. Regardless of status or background, Jesus is for all people. I'm going to chase a rabbit and I'm going to come back because I got an outline, but sometimes us church folk, I'm going to talk about that just for about 33 seconds. Sometimes as we look at the text, especially in Acts, we see that there was a conflict between those who are Israelites, those who are Hebrew, and Gentiles. And God placed it on Paul to minister, I'm going somewhere with this, to the Gentiles, to bring the gospel to the Gentiles. And there was always a discussion that the way the gospel would be shared with the Gentiles would be different than the way it's shared with the Hebrews. The Hebrews had the law, the Pentateuch, the Torah. They were familiar with that, and more than likely a Gentile would not be. They would bring different traditions. Why are you bringing this up? Is because in our church, sometimes we want to act like everybody that comes in is a Hebrew. Is an Israelite. They already know what to do. They already know what Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Oh, it's getting quiet on me. They already Hebrew. But there's some Gentiles, some folk that don't know what church is, don't know. All they know is that the Spirit of God has touched them. My grandmama used to say, I went to the river one night. Well, now my soul is getting quiet. I must be, keep on with this. I'm over my 33 seconds. My heart just wasn't right. But something, the Holy Spirit got a hold of me. So we can't get it twisted now that just because we think we have arrived and we're a nation of the church, that the gospel just works the way that we see it. And the way we know about it, Jesus brings in the message that the gospel is for everybody. Crackhead, drunk, sleeping around on your husband, sleeping around on your wife. Am I talking about it? I'm talking about sin. Jesus came for everybody, not following your boss, disrespecting authority, doing whatever you want to do. I'm talking about sin. All of us have sinned and fall short of the glorious standard of God. Cheating, stealing, taking folk money, not being honest, lying. I'm talking about sin. All have sinned and fall short. So that means everybody that I can see with my one good eye and everybody in here has sinned in their lives. And you need Jesus. Some sins we can talk about. Matter of fact, I was talking about, been talking about, how I sinned on Thanksgiving. And I'll do it again. I ate too much, church. That's socially acceptable. But there's some stuff we just can't and should not share about our sins. But all of us have sinned. Am I making my point? And Jesus brings peace to a world that needs somebody to deal with sin. The peace that Jesus brings does not bring death like sin does. But the peace that Jesus brings, brings life and life everlasting. Talking about peace. John 14:27, Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives it. John 14:27. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. That verse 27, 14th chapter of John, it highlights that the peace Jesus offers is not like worldly peace. It is deeper than you could ever imagine. It's enduring. God's peace is able to calm the troubled heart. Amen. Stop storms. Lift you up over some things you didn't know you could get over. Get you through some things you didn't know you could get through. Help you through some things you didn't think you could get help through. Jesus is peace. That don't cut you. Isaiah 9:6, a talk can come on your front porch and sit on that chair. Referring to the coming of the Messiah, Isaiah 9:6, the prophet Isaiah calls him the Prince of Peace. Gives him the title of the Prince of Peace. And what this means is that Jesus is the source and ruler of true peace. If you want peace, not the peace that somebody else give you, but if you want everlasting peace, then you got to have the Prince of Peace. If there's some chaos going on in your life, didn't have Jesus, not do you know about him, but are you following Jesus? If you're following Jesus, I'm not saying everything will be all right, but you will have peace. Yeah, yeah, Prince of Peace and the future kingdom of God that Jesus comes in. And then I like this one. This is one of my favorite, y'all. Philippians 4:6-7. Paul writes it like this. I like Paul. He's a good friend of mine. And he said this, do not be anxious about anything. Anxious for nothing. Stop worrying. That's what Jesus brings into the picture. When you believe in Jesus, you don't have to worry about anything because you know God's got your back. You know that God, I know I'm preaching to somebody today. God's got it. Somebody dealing with depression, somebody dealing with worry, somebody dealing with sickness, you're just dealing with. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything is already all right. Do not be anxious. Thing, NIV says, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. That's some good stuff right there. But you know what happens when you do that, when you give it to Jesus, basically? Don't worry and give it to the Lord. It says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, what will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Somebody say, Lord, help me. But do you have Jesus? If you stop worrying and pray and give God thanksgiving and present your request to God, sit back and watch God work. That didn't get you. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Paul encourages believers to allow Christ's peace, the peace that passes all understanding, to govern their hearts and relationships. Can I say this? I know this church talk, but it's fitting right here. If it had not been for the Lord, if it had not been for the Lord on my, if there are any witnesses over here, if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you don't know where. Oh yeah, they helped me. Anybody over here? If it had not been for the Lord on your side, somebody say, I'd be crazy, Reverend. I'd lose my mind if it had not been for the Lord. I'll say some things, do some things. I'll slap somebody, Rev. But the Lord is on your side. If it had not been for the Lord, can I keep it real? Because sometimes we forget about Jesus and act like we Israel. We God's only nation. But Jesus came for everybody. It doesn't matter what you look like. Don't matter if you're tall, short, fat, skinny, muscular, whatever the case may be. You got black hair, green hair, yellow eyes, blue eyes that you paid for. Amen. God is good. And Jesus came for you. Somebody gonna shout on this verse, then I'm through. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, because we've been justified through faith, we have what? Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And this verse you got to look at, Romans 5:1. You got to look at this if you really want peace, because it says, through faith in Jesus, believers are reconciled, made right with God, and can live in peace with God. God's righteousness is working against you, but God's righteousness is working for you. I can't speak for anybody in here, but I got 3 children, and if you mess with my children, amen, I'm ready to get on with the get on, amen? Amen. And I want to let you know that if you God's child, Satan mess with you, God gonna take care of Satan. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against things we can't see. But if you know that God is your father and you are in a relationship where you are his child, yet mess with God's child if you want to, and God gonna turn that place out. Maybe I'm the only one who will fight for my children. Yeah, oh, y'all get quiet. Yeah. But God will take care of his children. The peace that Jesus brings to our lives, Scripture teaches that the peace Jesus brings is not merely no conflict, but it's an inner calm and right relationship with God. It is a gift given to those who trust in God. It allows us to live with confidence. It allows us to live with hope. It allows us to live with unity. It allows us to make it through another day. Bible says get along with your enemies. You can get along with your enemies. You can get along with cantankerous folk because Jesus gives you peace. You can deal with being laid off because Jesus gives you peace. If God took care of you when you was laid on, now that you're laid off, God gonna take care of you. Things ain't the way you want it to be. Amen. When it was the way you wanted to be, he took care of you. He gonna take care of when it's not going the way that you want it to go. Stop and pray the Lord. Follow him. I'm about to leave you. I got 3 things though to share with you. The first thing before I leave, hopefully I set the context pretty good for us today, is that Jesus came for everybody, and realizing that Jesus came for everybody, one thing the church can do in today's contemporary society is open our arms for everybody and not put the law or rules and regulations that we done made up on the folk that God bring in. And Gentiles don't always follow or are aware of the law. And I'm reminded of the Great Commission. It says, go ye therefore, but we skip over and jump over this part. Teaching them to observe. Let me say that again. Teaching them to observe. I'm going to say that again. Teaching them to observe. That means that when they have accepted Jesus Christ, and then we have to be patient with them and allow the Spirit of God to get them. But while they're going through, and teaching is not always sitting in a classroom with a pencil in your hand. Sometime my daddy raised me and my brother. You know how he taught us? He had us with him. Wherever he went, I remember as a young boy, I was standing there next to my dad, and I was standing there while he was leading devotion. Playing on his guitar, I was sitting right next to him. Wherever he was, especially in church, I was right there with him. We didn't open up one book, but the book, the Bible. And I learned by just being next to a godly man. Teaching is not always the way we think it is. God has different ways of sharing and building us, but don't forget teaching them to observe all things in which I have commanded. Sometimes we just want to hop, skip, jump, and say, let them work. But have they been taught to observe the teachings of Jesus Christ? Amen, Reverend. Amen. That's the second time it done quiet in here. Jesus came into the world. And the thing is the setting. I don't want y'all to leave me this first Sunday. I know I got an extra 15 minutes. Is the setting of shepherds. The setting of the shepherds. I want you to look at this because this is a point. Look where the shepherds were. The setting of the shepherds. If you want the peace of God, the good news of great joy to come in your life, look at the text and look at the setting of the shepherds. What do you mean on that? It says in the NIV, it says, and there were shepherds, NIV says, and there were shepherds, NIV, New International Version, says, and there were shepherds living out in the field nearby. What were they doing? Shepherding, keeping watch over their flock at night. Don't you miss it. This is very profound. It may seem very simple because after all, Reverend, that's what shepherds do, right? Watch over their flock. Exactly. Look at this text. The shepherds were engaged in their daily routine. Nothing big, nothing fancy. They was just doing what they do. Shepherd, watch over their flock at night. Why? Because that's what shepherds do. If you're an accountant, account. If you're a lawyer, lawyer. If you're a doctor, doctor. If you're a clerk, clerk. If you're a friend, friend. Live your life and do what God wants you to do. It don't have to be any special because when it's time for him to come and give you a message, he's going to speak to you even in your ordinary routine. Don't make it bigger than it needs to be because the shepherds were just doing their daily routine. They were tending to their duties, and they was minding their own business. Or not this sermon, but that's another sermon. They were tending to the duties in the quiet of night. They was doing what shepherds do. And in this setting, I'm saying the setting of the shepherds, in this setting, it emphasizes that God can work and does work in the ordinary. In ordinary lives, Jesus got to be fed. Ain't got to have no big voice. You don't have to have no big car, no bling bling. Just ordinary folk. Jesus comes and just deal with ordinary folk. Everybody got issues. Everybody got issues. I got issues. You got issues. All got issues. Look to your left, you're going to see some issues. Look to your right, issues. Look over there in front, issues. Look over there, issues. All of us got issues. What I'm trying to say is ordinary people have issues. All of us crazy and something. It's ordinary to be off your rocker in something. Can I preach this thing? Because we want the Jesus only calls out and speaks to certain people in certain places and things of that nature. You can be sitting up in Kroger getting some biscuits and God will stop and send an angel right in front of you and give you a message. Ordinary life at the stop sign and you stopping and you waiting to go, but God will stop you right there and give you a message. He comes in our ordinary life, and we need this setting here is because shepherds were often seen as lowly, marginalized in society. They wasn't all that. They was the least of these in some eyes, but God chose them to be the first recipients of the announcement of what? Jesus' birth. Means that God's message includes everybody. Just drunk folk. Not just crooked folk. Not just thieves. Not just liars. Well, let me just say, not just them folk. But the good news is for the rich. The good news, I'm about to get in trouble, is for folks sitting right up here in the church. The good news is for you too, sister. The good news is for you too, brother. Not just to tell the message, but to live the message. That the message is for ordinary people. Reverend, I don't know. I'm not good at evangelizing. That's not my thing. All of us are proclaimers in just the way we live. Just the way we live. He said it. My oldest son said I could tell it. Is that he wrestles and he had for him a disappointing wrestling season. He got into the blood round. That means the round that if you win, you go to state. And if you lose, you don't. And he had worked and he lost. And a couple of months ago, wrestling season was starting, and one of his teammates said, I see you always wearing that Jesus shirt on you. And I want to say is that I want to go to church with you because I noticed you had goals to go into state, and you never lost your goal. I didn't see you fail. I didn't see you get mad or anything. You worked harder. And the God you serve that allows you to give you a mindset like that, I want God. Ordinary. Folk want to say that God just works in certain people's ages and all that kind of stuff. Who would think that in high school, a teammate is watching another teammate and they saw them go through something bad. But they said, because you handled it that way, I want your God. You don't have to do anything special. Just serve your God. And live your God. And live the right life. And that's why I want to say this. Is that age ain't nothing but a number. I'm not talking about dating, because y'all going there. I'm talking about God works with any age. God will give skills to anybody. And it doesn't have your turn. God works through anybody at any time. God will raise anybody at any age. You can't look at somebody's age and think that there's a ceiling because of their age. The God that is in them is over 2,000 years old. Jesus Christ is old enough to gift anybody. Help me, somebody. So what I'm saying is that God works through ordinary lives. You just live your ordinary life. That's how Jesus can be applied on today. The next thing is in 10 and 11, the announcement, the angelic announcement, it said, but the angel said unto them, do not be afraid. I bring you good tidings that will cause great joy for all people. And today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. Who is he? He is the Messiah. He is Jesus the Lord. That's NIV. The angel here brings a message of reassurance and joy and proclaims the birth of Jesus as Savior. This message is intended for all people. And what it means is culturally and societal boundaries are destroyed. It doesn't matter who you are, Jesus is for you. This announcement of Jesus' birth is a very important moment in history. It means that the prophecy is fulfilled, and it brings hope to humanity that would have been broken through sin. And the title of Savior, the title of Messiah, and the title of Lord means that Jesus has a divine role and a divine mission, and that is to save your soul. All we have to do is embrace the joy and the hope that comes with the birth of Jesus in today's society, not embrace the gifts. Not say that the mid mug is too big or too small, or you should have got me this and that, or just buy me a gift card from Amazon. It's not about that. It's about embracing the joy and the hope that comes from Jesus being born. Somebody said it this way. This joy, that I have. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. If you dependent on a gift to give you joy, then you're not understanding the gospel. If you dependent on somebody to do something for you to give you joy, then you don't understand the gospel. If you're waiting for somebody to say thank you or gesture, they didn't speak to me, then you don't understand the gospel. Is that you got to embrace the birth of Jesus, and Jesus is the good news, and it should transform your perspective that the joy that you have should come from Jesus giving you salvation. I know I about run out of time, but I'm still on 13:14. Let me move on to 13:14. Is that it says the heavenly host praise. The heavenly host praise is suddenly in verse 13 and 14. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, heaven and on earth, peace to those whom his favors." You got to look at that text there, because that's powerful, is the heavenly host praise. There was an appearance, y'all, of heavenly host. And what it means and signifies is that Jesus' birth, heaven had a praise party. There was a emphasis of praise. There was a get down because Jesus had been born. There was a glory to God. There was a hallelujah and the peace that he brings to earth. The heaven couldn't help but praise him. The heavenly host praise, it means that the divine intervention into human history now officially started by Jesus coming in the flesh. The peace mentioned is not merely talking about there's no more war. There's no more hurt. There's no more pain. But what it means is that God's favor and God's reconciliation being right with humanity is available to everybody. And what I'm trying to say is in today's times, in today's circumstances, we have a Savior. And if we cultivate that relationship with our Savior, then we have a right relationship with God. And if God is with you, the world can't do nothing to you. In today's time, you got to nurture a heart that wants to worship God. You need to worship gratitude and worship a praise and have gratitude for the peace and the favor that God offers through Jesus. What I want to say is, what is Christmas about? It's about the peace that God brought into the world through Jesus. Why? Because Jesus dealt with your sin. And Jesus dealt with my sin. And when it's all over, I get to say howdy, howdy, and goodbye. Because one glad good enough morning, when this life is over, all of us shall fly away. Y'all excuse me, I try not to get excited. But when I think about Jesus and all he's done for me, somebody don't like this, but God has saved my soul. He's kept my house. He's kept my children. I should have been dead, sleeping in my grave. But all the favor of God sent me a Savior. And he's sweet. He's sweet. He's sweet, I know. Yeah. Somebody in here this morning is living in chaos. Somebody this morning is living in confusion. And you worry about what the world is giving you. Don't you worry about the world, because they give you a gift, you open it up, and it's not what you like. But if you put your hand in God's hand and you trust him through Jesus Christ, somebody ought to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you stop and be a heavenly host right now? I know you haven't got there yet, but act like you're already there and say thank you. As I look back over my life, I come to praise you because Jesus was born. I'll praise you when I have problems on my job. I'll praise you when I have problems in my marriage. I'll praise you when I was sick. I'll praise you for your problem. And God for the ordinary things. What's the ordinary thing? I thank you for Jesus, because I woke up this morning. I'm starting a wake-up call. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody happy that you got up this morning? Anybody happy that you got up this morning? Say thank you. Hey! Somebody may not get this because of Jesus. Is there anybody here? Is there anybody here that there's some times where you didn't think you was going to wake up the next day? Not so bad, midnight hour, you didn't think you was going to wake up the next day. But you're still here looking at me. You ought to praise him. Somebody got some news. Good, but you still here. You ought to praise him for Jesus. That brings salvation. So as we reflect on the birth of Jesus, let us commit to sharing the good news with others. And what is the news? That peace is not just the absence of conflict, but peace is the joy and peace that comes from knowing Jesus Christ. And when you know Jesus Christ, that brings about a righteous relationship with him. So the good news of great joy is Jesus. And that good news is that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And he brings godly peace to our life. If there's a worry ward in here, stop worrying. If there's a planner, you want everything, the line, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know God ain't going to follow your order. Stop worrying about it. And allow God to give you peace. God is the God of peace. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed. I think he done hooked me. Oh, I woke up this morning with my mind. Oh, I stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. It ain't no harm to keep your mind. Will you please stand? Stay on Jesus. It ain't no harm to keep your mind. Stay on Jesus. It ain't no harm to keep your mind. Stay on Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm walking in with my mind. Stay. Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? You like to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? I invite you to come. I invite you to raise your hand. Show some sign. Is there one? Oh, I'm walking and talking. Is there one, my brother, my sister? You may come. You can come, you can raise your hand. Is there one? Is there one? Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I'm singing and praying. Is there one does not have a church home? You'll like this to be your church home. Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, Savior, candidate for baptism. If there's one, my brother and sister, does not have church home, you would like to come? Come by Christian experience or letter. Is there one? With my mind, is there one? You may come, you may raise your hand. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. Oh, I woke up this morning. Say, hallelujah,
We thank you for the good news of great joy found in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. You could be the heavenly host and praise God for the peace that he has brought through Jesus. We thank you for listening, and we thank you for applying this passage of scripture to your life for the transformation that is going on in your heart and in your mind. Let the church say, amen. Amen. At this time, we want to go into our communion service. Is there anyone who has not received, who desire, believer, who desires communion and have received the elements, cup, and you would like to receive that on today? Is there anyone on today? Amen. As the deacons come forth and we prepare.
The scriptures in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, beginning at the 23rd verse. Because for I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given this bread, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the blood, body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that drinketh and eateth unworthily eateth and drink unto damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Let us prepare for our communion.
Amen. We've heard the word of God for the people of God. And the reason why we come to honor Jesus Christ for what he has done. We do this in remembrance of him. So especially in this season, remember that Jesus has brought hope to this world. Jesus has brought peace to this world. Will you please secure this wafer that represents the body of the Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible says the bread that was broken for you and for me, representing the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us partake together. In like manner, the fruit of the vine represents the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins. Let us partake together. Amen. Doing this in remembrance of who Jesus is. So every time we do this, we're acknowledging that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Savior of this world. And that's not just acknowledging with our mouth, but acknowledging through our lifestyle. Amen. Please stand. We have our containers, our white containers. And you can deposit these. Please do not leave them on the way out. You can deposit them. Amen. Please do not leave them in the pews. Amen. Amen. Everybody say it. Everybody say. Thank you for Jesus, who is Savior of this world, dealing with our sin. By believing in him through faith, we have righteous relationship with God. So, Lord, remind us, we who are your believers, through this Christmas season, that it's not about the secular presentation, but it's about you, Jesus, coming from glory into this sin-sick world for us. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go with God. Go in peace.